expected.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
All right, second hour. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time, syndicated across the country on the AM and FM dial, shortwave internet satellite. PrisonPlanet.com is our flagship website, InfoWars.com, JonesReport.com, InfoWars.net. Also warrant a look every day because they have their own writers and news people. Let them see information on those sites. You won't see other places. We have loaded phone lines. I'm going to take a bunch of them this hour. We got Jerome Corsi, Dr. Corsi, joining us from Canada at the North American Union Summit that our media is not really covering here. And there was a big hit piece in The Nation magazine against Dr. Corsi and others. I wouldn't call it even a hit piece, but just a whitewash piece by the Capitol writer for the Houston Chronicle that I'm in, basically where they go on and act like SPP, North American Union, doesn't exist. So we'll talk about that with Dr. Corsi coming up later after some calls. Neocons say make Bush dictator of the world. You can't make this type of stuff up. They're openly saying make him dictator. You heard them last hour training the preachers to tell their flocks to submit to gun confiscation and world government, basically, and, you know, hand your guns in and go to the FEMA camps. Right now, let's go to Edward in Amsterdam, who I didn't even notice he was calling for Amsterdam. I would have gone to him last hour. I think I even mentioned some of the stuff happening over there where the police are saying you're not allowed to have free speech over there anymore. I guess that's what's happening to the whole Western world. Then we'll go to Wilson in Orlando, Lindsay in Idaho, Fred in Wisconsin, Don in Pennsylvania, Mark in Arizona. I'm going to get to all of you, and I appreciate you holding patiently. Now let's go ahead and talk to Edward in Amsterdam over there in the Netherlands, Queen Beatrix country. Welcome, Edward.
Thanks for having me, Alex. Great to talk to you, Commander.
Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to call in. I guess you read about our piece I wrote on 9/11 Blogger. We've been doing some 9/11 activism here in the Netherlands.
No, I mentioned that, and I even last hour said, how dare them come up and say, you can't hand out flyers, you can't do what you're doing, and of course, it's never been like that before in the Netherlands. Very, you know, liberal is the classic.
But they told us we couldn't wear the T-shirts. They said you have to have a permit just to wear those T-shirts because that's considered a demonstration here.
And they're using the new U.S. system. England's doing that. We're going to arrest you for that church. Shirt. That's a violation of the... And again, the cops here are arresting people for T-shirts in America. The country is gone, and our evil is now spreading to you. Go ahead.
Exactly. I'm an American myself. I was doing this with some Dutch guys, though, but I moved over here last year. But, they told us that they saw us on the cameras when we got off the trains, and we walked over here where we set up in the center of town, and they came out and got us off the street right away. They said, get off your shirts, get your shirts out of here.
Look at Canada, 18-mile perimeter around a major town with tens of thousands of people in it. And they're saying everyone will be searched coming in, no media allowed within 18 miles. This is all just a control up in Montebello. I mean, this is incredible.
Alex, I wish I could be there to support those guys. I had one quick question for you. They took all of our information down. What do you think they did with that? Because we were debating that.
They let you know. There is a new you know about Interpol. It's not new.
Yeah, of course.
With Europe and the U.S. But the United States, again, which is owned by Europe but is the main power arm of this whole system, they set it up where I've been in England 2 years ago, right after 7/7. In Terror Storm, you see him walk up and fill me into a terror database, and it turns out I'm now on a terrorist database. Now, for having a video camera, for talking to people. Now, this is a chilling effect. That's why they're announcing, we're listening to you, we're watching you, the NSA is, no more Fourth Amendment. They want to, they're the criminals running the government. They now want to scare us and the public into getting on a list. I say, good, let's millions, everybody get on a list. And you know what? We're publicly on the web putting all the real criminals on a list, so when we take this system back, just like Hitler's people, they're going to be at a Nuremberg.
Yeah, that sounds great, Alex. I totally support everything you're doing down there. I wanted to issue a quick call to action because there's actually a lot of guys here. I got a big response from my 9/11 article on 9/11blogger.com.
Yes.
Everyone in the Netherlands or nearby in Europe, go to Zapruder.nl. It's Zapruder.nl. There's a big forum on there. And there's some guys offering 10,000 flyers and 2,000 DVDs to pass out all around the country.
Good. The bigger issue is you need to post the video. You need to post the video of you guys out there in this happening. That's where the power's at. And hundreds of thousands will watch it in the next month or so. You know, tens of thousands the first day, guaranteed, on YouTube, and then it'll turn into hundreds of thousands. And you'll look at your video clip in a year, and it'll be a million views. And that's what we do. You go out and show it how you're polite. I mean, we showed it in New York. The cops walk up and go, I know you don't have a bomb, but if you don't leave, I'm going to say you do. You're not allowed to protest. And we're like, we're on a sidewalk. It's not even a, quote, protest. This is our free speech. And they go, okay, you got bombs. I'm going to arrest you. You're going to go to jail for bombs. And guess what? Those folks got fired over that. See, we're not playing around. When you act like a criminal, you're going to go to jail for it. You're going to get fired. That's just, again, I'm not against the police. I'm against them following all of these criminal edicts and going along with the destruction of their future as well. Okay, speaking of Ron Paul, I'm about to go to a caller. He wants to talk about Ron Paul. He won the Alabama straw polls, the key New Hampshire straw polls, all of them. He won the Illinois straw poll. He won the Republican Assembly straw poll. This is NBC 13. Ron Paul had an overwhelming majority with former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney in a distant second. So all the other straw polls they just had that were counted, hand-counted, Ron Paul won. But then they have one in Iowa where exit polls showed he was at least second place. You couldn't tell whether it was him or Romney because they couldn't exit poll everybody. But it was either or. He showed up fifth. Folks, they're cheating on these polls. Well, here you go. Where they were hand-counted, he won every one of them. Oh, that's up on PrisonPlanet.com. Let's see if that's what this caller's calling about. It just says Ron Paul. You're on the air. Welcome to the airways, Wilson, from Orlando.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, of course he won. Like he says, freedom is popular, and everyone's into this message. And I'm calling. Have you heard anything about meetup groups being co-opted in a way? Basically, we're running a nice little organization down here. It grows every week. We're out in traffic. We're waving signs. Mm-hmm. They've made signs.
Yeah, they're Romney people caught on video and pulling signs down nationwide.
Absolutely. And we got a couple of guys heading this thing up that are very, well, basically they have, as you say, the thousand-yard stare. They're rude. They stomp around. They're taking names. They're asking us where we live. They are really just paying more attention to us than what they're doing.
Yeah, the federal government basically lists a lot of Ron Paul people as terrorists. And anybody who's into freedom, seriously, folks, the government's gone rogue. And they're going to say guns are bad and freedom's bad, and mom and apple pie are bad, and First Amendment doesn't exist, and Fourth Amendment. They're all announcing this. And, yeah, we've secretly hired the praisers to tell you to submit to government. And I mean, they're probably just on power trips. I mean, a lot of times the political people that get involved in petty-level stuff are on little power trips that they think they're going to be movie stars next week, and they just go nuts. They're probably just nuts or paranoid, but I wouldn't. I mean, they got the military spying on peace groups, mainline groups. They got CIA domestically spying. It's totally illegal. I got stacks of news today about headline FBI wants you, and it says, well, we're not fighting terror. We want you to create dossiers on your neighbors. I mean, it's the secret police, folks. Here's CNN. Chertoff says that, let me get the second page of it. Americans may need passports to board domestic flights or to picnic in a national park next year. And it just says to go anywhere, you'll have to have a federal ID card. But the illegals don't. It's all selectively enforced. Homeland Security this year announced illegals don't have to have IDs to get bank accounts. Remember that. This is for you. This is for you. Okay, I want everybody to get that through their heads. I don't have time to go to another call. We'll break, and I'm just going to try to rampage through your calls. Mark, Don, Fred, Lindsay, and Matt, many, many others that are patiently holding. Then we got Dr. Jerome Corsi from the North American Union Treason Summit. And this is high treason being committed. They're merging the countries over the last 2 years. We've got the four-year document saying they are and to keep it secret. We have them red-handed, and the yuppies say it doesn't exist because you're cowardly scum. We'll be right back.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
All right, let's run through your calls as fast as possible, going in the order they are received. Mark in Arizona. There in the rising sun, valley of the sun, welcome, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello, Alex.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. Listen, I want to say, I think I have a plan for all this, of how we can beat these guys. First of all, we should be getting mad, okay? We got a team of serial killers in the White House, and the only reason that they're getting away with this is because we're letting them. Okay, we got 300 million people in the United States.
I'm trying to reach them. I'm doing everything I can to reach them.
Let me tell you, everybody's either pretending like it doesn't exist or they're just ignoring it, waiting for somebody else to do something. okay? And that's not going to work.
And it's time for individuals. And it does, and none of us individually with that archetypal Hercules image are going to defeat it ourselves. It's all of us together just getting mad first and then
right.
talking to neighbors, spending our money in the right places, not supporting Chinese slave goods. There's a
right.
million things we can do.
Now, also, you know, you have to understand that these guys, they're huddling up behind closed doors talking about what they're going to do next.
Oh, you can see the media circling the wagons.
Oh, okay, and what we're doing is we're just protecting ourselves individually. We need to team up, and we need to get these guys. Now, my question to you is, okay, first of all, if we take out Bush and Cheney, then...
Yeah, take out. Even if they were impeached, Bush and Cheney are puppets of the New World Order. Bush and Cheney don't run anything. Okay, this is what I've been... See, first you have to educate people. The average American doesn't know how many continents there are. They can't name 10 state capitals. They don't know the difference between a Shiite and a Sunni. So the media can say, Iran is behind Al-Qaeda. Iran is arch enemies with Al-Qaeda, even if you believe Al-Qaeda exists outside of Al-Qaeda. You see, so it's basic things like that. That's the problem. The average American doesn't find out that the international banks engineer booms and busts, and for 2 years have been trying to engineer a bust here. Why are the central banks infusing money now? The Times of London a year ago said they want a slow decline of the American dollar in our economy so it doesn't cause a worldwide meltdown. They say America's going down. It just was plunging so fast that they know people will notice globally, so now they're trying to stabilize it. That's all. You watch the graphs, they're down, down, down. And I pointed out that if the American people learn about the real geopolitical financial architecture and do some research, it's not hard to find out, then they can let their politicians know they're aware of this policy, and then the politicians will not engineer our downfall. Because it is fiat. They've got us by the short hairs, as they say. Okay, so if you expose government terror and the word false flag and inside job becomes part of the nomenclature, they won't stage terror anymore. That's starting to happen. People now know. If we expose who's behind the fiat money system, first you got to convince the general public that there is a fiat system or even what it is. And then you can start educating them how this has all been manipulated and how it isn't good. Okay, so it's hundreds of different facets. You start talking about solutions, sir, and just the fact that you're trying to talk about solutions is fine. If I was you, though, I would come up with some grand silver bullet that will do it. It is just standing up and taking action. Gosh, these are all great calls. I could talk for 10 minutes on each one, but next in order would be Don in Pennsylvania. Don, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir. Good to talk to you.
Hey, it's nice to talk to you, too. Hey, it amazes me, like you were talking earlier, how brainwashed Americans are. They sit around and, you know, they portray a picture on the TV or in the paper, and then they say something different, and people don't catch on. That's a phenomenon that's beyond me. But anyway, you know, I've been going to work, you know, passing out the videos and showing people, and, you know, I've been getting cussed out. I mean, it blows me away how upset these people get with me.
Well, listen, I wouldn't present my material, Terror Storm, Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, or other great works like American Freedom to Fascism. You can get it at Infowars.com. I wouldn't present it like, hey, I believe this at first. Say, hey, tell me what you think of this. And a lot of times planting the seed down the road, they're then going to remember.
Another thing, you know, people shouldn't be so upset with the illegal aliens that are coming in our country, because the truth is they're not the problem. It's the government that's allowing that to take place.
I agree. I have nothing against the illegal aliens.
The big question I have is, you know, my grandson, they're trying to force my daughter to inoculate my grandson. They're basically making a criminal out of her if she doesn't.
Yeah, see, basically making her a criminal. I have seen television and heard radio news the last week saying, it's the law, you've got to have shot records. There's no law in any of the 50 states or any of the possessions or any of the protectorates or in D.C., District of Criminals, that anyone has to have shots. What they say is that the school regulatorily has to have shot records of whether you've been immunized or not. And I know that...
Well, I want to know, where would you get documents... to be able to tell them, you know,
type into Google, immunization waiver or immunization what's the exact term? My brain's failing me. Into Google and the name of your state. And even that isn't a law. They then trick you into, okay, sign this vaccine waiver or this vaccine exemption. You Google those keywords, vaccine exemption form, vaccine waiver form. It'll be with your county or city health department. You get it off a website, you fill it out, and you give that to the school, and then the school still gets their tax money.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And to prove the tyranny of this country, they have taken thousands of children that we know of for not having shots. There was no law. They don't care. There's no law. The cops don't know. The family courts aren't even real constitutional courts. They usually got pedophiles running them, and I'm not kidding when I say that, folks. We've done research on it, and that's even come out in the news. And it's a sick, sick group. And there's no law. You got to take it. Now, you have your child in a well-to-do upscale hospital. The doctors don't give their children the shots. The nurses don't. They all know more than half the children don't take them. Okay, but you go have it in a poor city hospital, or God forbid, you have it under welfare. Folks, they're going to come after you so hard it'll make your head spin to give them that deadly hepatitis shot at birth, filled with mercury. They haven't taken the mercury out, by the way. That's another lie. And I want to warn parents this time of year, with all the things that are happening with the shots, that A, they never took the mercury out, okay, and that B, there are major scientific studies showing it's causing the autism. It's up by several thousand percentage points. And C, even if the shots are good in mother's milk, they're lying and saying, we'll take your children if you don't give them shots. This is the trick they play, though, to actually get criminal charges. Let me tell you the trick, and the feds teach the locals how to do this. And usually the cops are so ignorant, like the general public. I'm not saying you're any dumber than the general public. You're just dumb on average. But they do trick them, and then they kick your child out for not having the shots because you didn't know about the waiver. They don't tell you about the waiver. And they kick them out of the government school. And then once truancy accrues and kicks in, then there's a criminal charge for truancy, and CPS is called in for your child not being in school. So they force you into a quote, criminal violation, which itself is low level and a misdemeanor. And then they compound that and they tell your child, plea bargain. Okay? It's all about getting you into the system. The government could care less about your health or care less about stopping drunk drivers or care less. It's just all lawless now. I mean, now the state police just send out letters to people randomly saying you owe us money. I mean, it's just the country is so gone, but the illegal aliens are above the law. All right, I promise we're going to get to Fred, Derek, Lindsay, David, Matt, and others. But we're going to talk to Jerome Corsi from Canada first. Stay with me.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
The defense of the Republic continues against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That means the phony conservatives and liberals bought and paid for by foreign banks that make up the New World Order. The very people overrunning our country with America-hating foreigners. The very people destroying our currency. The very people engineering the terror attacks to bring in the New World Order. We're going to fight them. Endgame, the premieres of it here in Austin, will also be premiering in New York. But the premieres are going to be here in Austin, Texas. September 4th, 5th, 6th, and 17th, with a double feature showing second edition of Terror Storm after Endgame. And you can get your tickets at the Alamo Drafthouse website. Go to PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com and link through to get your tickets for the 4th, 5th, 6th, or then another sneak peek, the 17th. Then it's going to be in a smattering of theaters around the country in late October. That's when it really comes out. These are just screenings and for media to come to, but we're going to have the public there as well. I'll be speaking at each event. That is coming up, so check it out at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You cannot miss the banners right there. And people come in from all over the country. I always love seeing you, and it's going to be fantastic. It's a great theater. Also, Brave New Books is a good sponsor of my weekday syndicated show. But if you live here in Austin, Texas, they physically, they're an online bookstore, but they have a big store right on the south end of the drag in downtown Austin, right there at the corner of, Martin Luther King and Guadalupe. Brave New Books at 1904 Guadalupe. Be sure and physically go in there and check them out, or at BraveNewBookstore.com. BraveNewBookstore.com. There's banners up on PrisonPlanet.com. Now, I'm going to have him for this segment a little bit into the next, and then on the last 5 minutes I'll jam in for everybody that's holding. So Fred, Derek, Lindsay, Dave, Matt, others, have your comments ready. We're going to get to you. But going to Dr. Corsi, right now he is in Canada, in Montebello. They said an 18-mile security perimeter where they randomly search you. No protest allowed. The media is only allowed into a little puppet event, but that itself is select media. Dr. Corsi has, what, three or four bestsellers under his belt, including Unfit for Command. And then, of course, about the Swift boats. And then, of course, his newest, The Late Great USA, that we sell at InfoWars.com. It is a bestseller right now on the New York Times bestseller list. But that aside, World Net Daily, what has 12 million readers conservatively a month? It's a lot more than that. I mean, they're almost as big as the Drudge Report. And he doesn't get to get in even to the puppet event for the media. But nevertheless, he's there to cover it. Dr. Corsi, thank you for being at this North American Union SPP treason meeting.
Hi, Alex. A great honor to be with you, and thank you. I flew in today, and all through last week we're still fighting for credentials, if you can believe it. I mean, WorldNet Daily documented, you know, all the web monitoring sites between 8 to 12 million readers a month.
It's a lot more than that.
Well, I'm sure it is, and 20 million distinct page views. I mean, by the time the articles get on the Internet and get circulated, it's probably more like 50 million readers. But, you know, of course, since we've been critical of the Bush administration, the press credentials, I'm sure I'm going to have to go over to Montebello. I'm in Quebec, in Ottawa right now. I decided to stay in downtown Ottawa.
Beautiful.
Because I want to cover all of the protest events.
Because the protesters aren't allowed across the water over there at, on the French side.
That's right. You can't go across. There's like a 25-kilometer protest-free zone. And the Royal Canadian Mounted Police and the Sûreté de Quebec, the state police, have everything cordoned off and have everything in terms
of... Now, let's be clear now. See, now the zone's 18 miles, 25 kilometers, and let's remember, last year you helped get the documents out. Judicial Watch sued and got more. And what did those documents show at the last one in Banff, Canada? They said, we got to keep it secret. Yeah, it's a North American Union. Integration by stealth. Meanwhile, the Nation magazine says you're nuts. The front page of the Houston Chronicle just said, opened up talking about the Illuminati and we're crazy. I mean, this is getting incredible, Dr. Corsi.
Well, at least, you know, they're having to cover us, Alex. And I thought the Houston Chronicle was at least putting pressure on Governor Perry. They're saying, finally, in the Houston Chronicle, letting everybody know he attended that Bilderberger meeting. And right now on WorldNet Daily, we've had it all weekend, 22 congressmen wrote a letter to the president specifically saying that this controversial meeting up here in Banff, Canada, which is a clear meeting to harmonize, integrate Mexico and Canada with the United States.
And the main event is secret. There's not even the lapdog media is not even allowed in that.
Totally secret. I mean, if I got press credentials, I'd just be able to sit there with all the other media and see the three leaders walk on stage and tell you, you know, in their press release, and there are a few questions answered, they'd say whatever their pat answers for the press were, but nobody gets to observe the internal discussions.
Did they give you a proctology exam when you got off the airplane in Ottawa? Because I got harassed bad.
Well, I didn't get harassed. I've been to Canada many, many times. I've been in here probably 25, 30 times back and forth to Canada. So I've got a good record of getting in and out of Canada. You know, and I had no problems getting into Canada. I will have tremendous problems, though, trying to get over to Montebello.
Well, that's going to be the news. Is what time tomorrow are you going to try to drive across into the Soviet zone?
I'm about midday. We've got a press conference early in the morning. I've got to go to the press conference. Howard Phillips is here with the Conservative Caucus. Connie Fogel with the Canadian Action Party. I'm going to actually try to film part of this press conference and get it put up on WorldNet Daily before midday tomorrow. Because I think we've got a lot of really powerful protesters, both from Canada and the United States, who are saying that this is now a complete move, the Security and Prosperity Partnership in North America, to end the sovereignty of the United States and to merge us along the European Union-style model, just like I argued in Lake Great USA, with Mexico and Canada, and it's well along the way. And I think with now 22 congressmen writing this letter to the White House and saying, you know, basically calling upon the president not to engage in any more secret discussions.
Now, bottom line, I want to be clear to the audience. And I know most of you know this, but your neighbors don't. My dad will talk to me, or you know, one of my employees will, his mother will ask, well, I heard Dr. Corsi here. I heard Alex Jones on, you know, this national show or this regional show. I read him in the newspaper, but then I heard the national conservative host say it wasn't true. Let's be clear. We have the SPP agreement. We have the SPP documents. We had to sue to get them, and it says North American Union Integration. It says do it by secret, and it's going on right now, and they're grabbing the toll roads. They're going to use it to fund them, and then they have the nerve to then say we're making it up.
Well, that's right. In fact, on WorldNet Daily right now, if you go to it and click in the article on the congressman writing to the president, Congress tells President Bush, back off SPP agenda. Go down in the article. It talks about the rapporteur notes, these notes that were the conference notes from the Banff meeting in Alberta, Canada.
I have them.
That we were, where Judicial Watch was able to get them for the Freedom of Information Act request. And right in the notes, it says that the vision of creating the infrastructure has to be done. This is for the North American Union. Evolution by stealth. Those are the words right in the notes of the last meeting in Banff, Alberta, Canada. That was the North American Forum on Integration. We have the agenda published in WorldNet Daily. We have the entire attendee list. I documented the State Department top State Department people attended. Donald Rumsfeld was supposed to speak at that meeting. And Congress cited the meeting in Banff, Canada, in their letter to the president, saying make no more secret agreements in this third SPP summit.
The problem is, Bush, as you reported, in May signed PDD 51, which constitutional scholars concur with your analysis, Dr. Corsi, which of course is in political science from Harvard, and I can read it. It's clear that he's saying he's above Congress in continuity of government for the first time since the Civil War, really saying he's a dictator and he's engaging, and I would say, in treasonous dictatorial actions when he signed the March 24th agreement in Waco in 2005. Is it treason when Rick Perry and George Bush and the Democrats as well openly try to end the United States?
I guess it's treason. It's a coup d'etat. It's a bureaucratic coup d'etat. I say this openly in the book. It's being foisted upon millions of American citizens without their consent or knowledge.
Doesn't it make it 20 times worse, Dr. Corsi, that not only do we have the documents, but then they lie on top of it? I mean, that proves they're bad.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have correct is, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there are fine to strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Musicians are writing songs in his honor.
A nation really needs Ron Paul.
Citizens create their own videos about him.
Hi, Internet. My name is Rachel, and I'm a Ron Paul junkie.
They chant his name in the streets.
Ron Paul, we're president!
The man so loved by the people that he has sparked an electoral American revolution has now inspired a radio program dedicated to his campaign for the presidency of the United States. I'm Stephen Vincent, and I host Ron Paul Radio on GCN, Mondays through Fridays, from 3 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 6 Central, and 6 to 7 Eastern. Ron Paul Radio is the live voice of the freedom message. If you want to learn more about Ron Paul, and if you want to support his bid for the White House, tune in and call in to Ron Paul Radio.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
That's right, here every Sunday, 5 days a week, getting up, 4 to 6 p.m. syndicated, growing rapidly. I want to thank all the new affiliates. We're going to try to jam in a few of your calls here in just a few minutes at the end. I just want to thank Dr. Corsi for going up to Canada to cover this. We're also going to have Connie Fogel on tomorrow and several other people that are there covering it, because this is big. We're not going to just let them sell out our sovereignty, Canada and Mexico's sovereignty, in the dark. I mean, they've had joint sessions of Congress down in Mexico City. This is happening. And the CFR openly writes treatises on it. And then now that they're in full retreat, I mentioned that Bob Dacey and others, who write for the New American Magazine here in Austin, just 2 weeks ago, they had a toll road meeting, and they wouldn't let even mainline press in, but he somehow weaseled in. And they were openly saying, the public's found out, we got to cover it up. I mean, they got video of this, by the way. It's openly how to lie to us. Dr. Corsi, I guess, though, that's the attitude they've got to have if they're just going to continue, no matter what the law, the Constitution, or what the people want or say. I just don't see them down the road winning, because they got the European Union through by stealth, but there wasn't an Alex Jones, a Dr. Corsi, a WorldNet Daily. There wasn't a Bob Dacey. There wasn't, you know, just the Internet 30, 40 years ago.
Well, that's right, Alex. What the SPP can't stand is the light of day. So tomorrow we're going to have a press conference in the morning right here in Ottawa. And as soon as that press conference is over, right around noon, I'm driving over to Montebello. Now, by the time I'm supposed to be on your show tomorrow afternoon, by around 1 o'clock Eastern time, I may be arrested by then for trying to get in. I'm going to take my camcorder.
We're going to call you a few minutes before, doctor. All you got to do is you're a smart guy. Just clip the mic to your chest, put the phone in your pocket, and...
I will, and I'll be there. I could be confronting the police keeping me out from Montebello, because I'm going to drive over there and say, I've applied for my press credentials. Where are they? And we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Now, let's be clear. They've announced for 18 miles, 25 kilometers. I mean, a whole major town is now off limits. Let's see in, quote, free Canada. And it's been in the local news there that the U.S. Military is going to be there. And so we'll be able to, I guess, visually assess that with you tomorrow.
I'm going to have my camcorder with me. I'm driving over there. I'm going to record the whole thing and say, look, here I am. I'm a reporter for WorldNet Daily. We've submitted for credentials. I'm coming over here to pick them up. Where are they? And I want to know why I'm being refused, and I want to record the entire thing, and then we'll see where we go from there. But tomorrow I'm going over to Montebello from Ottawa, and I'm going to confront the SPP.gov saying, we applied for credentials according to the way SPP.gov said to. Now, where are the credentials? We're legitimate press.
Well, we're also going to be writing, according to your report, on what you tell us and what Connie tells us tomorrow at PrisonPlanet.com. But everybody should watch WorldNet Daily. It's just WND.com for all of Dr. Corsi's top stories. He is their main and most popular writer right now. You know, years of hard work in this fight. Shifting gears, sir, and I know you just got off the plane, got to your hotel. I want to give you a chance to go have dinner or talk to some of the other reporters or activists and assess things and enjoy the city a little bit tonight. So I'm going to let you go. But I wanted to just briefly get your take. I could have spent the whole show on this article that was written by R.G. Ratcliffe, but he starts the article out making little snide jokes about black helicopters and the Illuminati. And I emailed him SPP state documents. I emailed him NAFTA highway documents from the feds and TxDOT. I sent him everything. And you're right. He's better than the nation. But at the same time, I told him, I said, don't have all what we say and then cut out our facts and then have them saying it doesn't exist and we believe in the tooth fairy. And he still did that. I mean, I sent him government documents talking about NAU and about North American Union and about and calling it NAFTA superhighway systems, and he still wouldn't put it in the paper.
Well, and he also reported that Rick Perry did go to the Bilderberger meeting. And, I mean, I think that itself is important to get into the mainstream media. But Perry took the invitation. He went to the Bilderberger meeting, and Radcliffe had to report that. Now, Radcliffe was not honest. He did not take the documentation that all of us gave him. And he's trying to say, oh, no, this is conspiracy theory. Don't take it seriously. He's trying to discredit it. But, you know, Alex, the mainstream media is losing because even when they report on it to try to discredit it, they're making millions and millions of more people aware.
By the way, I shouldn't do it, but I'm addicted to reading comments on blogs. And this was in the front section of their state section, but it was also on the front page of the Chronicle's website all day yesterday. And this morning I looked at it, hundreds of posts, and I went through about 10 pages of them. My wife is literally going, spend time with the kids, quit that. And I'm there looking at it, and I had to say about 95% were putting links to documents, saying this is a fraud, saying all Dr. Corsi and Alex Jones are covering is what's admitted. So what you just said is documented. This isn't working anymore.
Well, that's right. It's just like in the book, Alex. I put 30 pages of footnotes in Late Great USA so you can go see the documents yourself. And what the government's down to, what George Bush is down to, is it's been exposed. And now it's like the country western song. The American public are out there saying, I think we believe our lying eyes. Because we're looking at the documents, and these documents say what Alex Jones and Dr. Corsi say they're saying.
All right, I'm going to let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow. I really appreciate you reporting for us here. God bless you, and go with Godspeed there, Doc.
Well, God bless you, Alex. We'll talk tomorrow.
All right, take care. There goes Dr. Corsi. Like, a really important report. And like, I have him on my show every week now because the guy's getting it done. Like, we had Luke Radowski on 2 weeks in a row. I mean, it's just they're taking action. They're getting the job done. I mean, look at this. Perry push for superhighway raises conspiracy buzz. Some say it's part a plan to create a North American Union. Black helicopters, the Illuminati, Governor Rick Perry, and the Trans-Texas Corridor. I mean, what does that mean? What does that mean? You know, we're almost out of time here. I said I'd go to calls. I'm going in the order, even though there's people on here I know. Real fast, you know, he's a friend of mine. He's been holding forever, but he's not. He's actually one of the last callers in line. Real fast, Mackenzie in Blacksburg, Virginia. You wanted to call him with a plug? Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Fine. Go ahead, sir.
I just wanted to let you know my band just played this huge festival called Floyd Fest with over 10,000 in attendance.
Right.
And I had a massive rant about everything. Talk about InfoWars.com. Talk about Ed and Elaine Brown. Talk about the real UN. Talk about 9/11 being an inside job. And we have the video up on Google Video. It's definitely the best truth action I've done so far.
Tell us, send the address, obviously, to Aaron@InfoWars.com. Matt will get it up and pop in sometime on the show tomorrow. I'll have you on as a mini guest to talk about it.
All right. That sounds great, Alex.
Thank you, Matt. I just love Matt to death. He does a lot of great reporting for us. I just have got to try to stick to the rule and go people in order, but then he's been holding for 30 minutes. Let's go ahead and go to David in Seattle. You're on the air, David. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hi. I'm just wondering if you've heard about Operation Noble Resolve.
It's the top story on PrisonPlanet.com.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, and it's another one of these nuclear chem bio-attack drills that they've done all over the country. And the reason they're important is the black ops squads that carried out 9/11, 7/7, all these government terror attacks, they always run a drill to fund it and mask it, because good government people are right next to the terrorists who are carrying the attack out, and that's why we watch these. And this is this is another scary drill, but we're not saying anything's going to happen, but we are watching this drill right now.
You are watching. Okay, I just wanted to be sure. I just drove from Seattle to Northern California, and, you know, I just learned about this before I left on the road trip.
No, I'm glad you called to mention it. It is extremely important. And
this seems, if you let me real quick, along the way, it seems between every major city, there's some kind of road construction to where it goes down to one lane. And I know this drill starts tomorrow in Portland, Oregon.
Well, now, they have hundreds of drills per terror attack. So just we always watch drills, and this one's particularly suspicious-looking. And we've even called it before when they've done stuff on drills we've been looking at. Here's an example. They're running a drill of a terror attack, and then the government released weaponized foot and mouth again 2 weeks ago in England, and then it spread. But thank God the locals were able to stop it. We know the government launched the first foot-and-mouth attack, and that's admitted in 2001, and that was a drill, too. So, I mean, yes, these drills are important. Thank you, sir, for your call. Let's jam in one more. Let's talk to Lindsay in Idaho. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Jones.
Hi.
I just want to thank you very much for what you do.
Thank you, sir.
No, there's just, I guess, two words that I could say to anybody. You talk about Googling things and looking at what have you on the Internet, being informed. It is the man by the name of William Cooper.
Who talked about flying saucers quite a bit, yeah.
Well, that...
You know what William Cooper did was he talked about a lot of real things, but then said he was the highest form of excellence and no one else was. And then he talked about things he couldn't prove. But call me back tomorrow on the weekday show, sir, and I'll give you more time. I know you held for a long time to say that. We're out of time. Call me back. We can talk about William Cooper all day long. Yes. Check everything out. Double check it. Don't believe what you first hear. Research it. And I say that for myself every single day. Don't believe anything we've said. If we tell you the neocons are saying Bush would be a dictator, go look it up for yourself. God bless you all. Have a good one.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you